Hi everyone, welcome back to the Be More podcast, where we aim to inspire you to be a little bit more of every role within the Salesforce ecosystem. For today's episode, we are talking what it takes to be more account engagement, which was formerly known as Pardot. And for today's episode, I'm joined by Ben Lamothe, who is a senior solutions architect at BDO Digital. So Ben, without further ado, if you could start by introducing yourself.
Tom, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate the opportunity. My name is Ben Lamothe with BDO Digital. I am one of our leads on the Salesforce marketing technology side of the firm. I'm a Salesforce MVP, and I lead the Pardot community group for Tampa, and I'm part of the Marketing Champions program.
Okay, awesome. Well, it's great to be connected today and ultimately dive into a little bit more about account engagement or Pardot. So if you were to kind of summarize the role for our audience in terms of what it takes to be somebody who is ultimately implementing Pardot, so that's traditionally somebody at a Salesforce partner, perhaps working as a consultant or an architect that's designing the system and potentially building or overseeing the development of the system as well. How would you describe that as a role in terms of day-to-day kind of activities involved?
I've been working in a consultant capacity for a few years now, since 2019. I mean, that role has evolved over time to become a little more technical. But specifically when it comes to, if you're someone who's pretty focused on the account engagement / Pardot side, similar to a Salesforce consultant who's on the core side, is user stories, understanding the requirements, understanding the business, the unique, maybe kind of tilt around Pardot, and is because it's largely B2B, but Pardot is generally a marketing automation in support of a Salesforce that operates out of Salesforce. So it's kind of a play on words. I've actually had to explain that to clients of mine who have tried to get Pardot to do things that it's not necessarily built to do. And ultimately, it is a marketing automation tool that is designed to drive lead creation, lead nurturing, lead converting, all basically trying to tee leads and contacts up for sales, to get them to associate an opportunity, to get them to close one, to nurture, and so on. And so in that role as a Pardot consultant, you want to understand the use case, but you also need to understand their business and how they operate in a way that I would guess that maybe you wouldn't need to know the same things about their business if you were more focused on core. Now, that's obviously, there's exceptions to that. If you're building a whole end-to-end process, you would probably want to know, how do leads come in, what's your sales cycle like, and so on. Mm-hmm. And so that's true with Pardot. It's probably a little bit more strategy and tactics driven. So you're having conversations, if you have the bandwidth and the if it's scoped, is you're going to have the conversations with all the marketing people, the leadership and the doers, people who are hands on keyboard, building the email campaigns, the landing pages, and so on. But you're also having conversations with salespeople, having conversations with people who are on the phones trying to sell, who are on the phones trying to qualify, and with sales leadership, sales operations. What are their goals? How are they trying to, what are they being measured against? And where are the bottlenecks today? We're ultimately also responsible for helping to ensure that this Salesforce customer is getting the most out of their investment in Salesforce and in account engagement. You're doing the implementation of the software, the fundamentals, because there's fundamentals that are kind of standard, regardless of the company or the processes. There's standard stuff that has to be done for every implementation, regardless. And then from there, it's okay, do you need this? Do you need that? Do you need, how many domains do you need? What does the sync need to look like with Salesforce? there's particulars around how the marketing team operates and how the sales team operates. And once you start digging into that, you start understanding whether they need things like lead scoring and grading. Is that a problem area? Is there a problem area with how the records are getting the sales force and into sales into the hands of the salespeople? And then educating sales on what Pardot needs. Contact roles and opportunities are not super popular, I've found.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but Pardot, in order to be able to leverage the full depth and breadth of Pardot's abilities and fully leverage that integration with Salesforce, you want to be able to access opportunity data. And unfortunately, Pardot can't access that data without a contact role on an opportunity where that contact is also in Pardot as a prospect.
Yeah.
So educating the sales team and the leadership on why they need to kind of enforce these new standards. You're responsible for knowing what Pardot needs out of Salesforce to be successful. And so whether that's working with the sales team, often working with a Salesforce administrator, I've seen it where the client needs this data to be able to look a certain way.
Yeah.
On the value, on a custom field value in Pardot. But Pardot can't do the transformation. Mm-hmm. It can't do the formula. That's where Salesforce comes in. So you have to be able to explain to the right people, here is what I need, here's the formula that I need, or here's a flow that I need, where it takes this and it transforms it in a certain way to make it, put it back on the lead or contact page layout so I can use it in Pardot.
Yeah.
Those are the things that you, as a Pardot consultant, as you start spending more time with other clients and other use cases, you start becoming more familiar with it. But you're a Pardot consultant doing implementation, but I would argue that your implementation and the things that are needed from you in order for these things to be successful extend well beyond just the actual Pardot app itself.
I think the connectedness of these systems is very key, like as you mentioned, the contact roles thing. And that there are kind of other influences here as well. Like, for example, as well as contact roles, like Pardot can't see anything if it doesn't have an email address.
Those are the things that you need to be able to spot and then explain to the right people in a way that isn't overly technical, but it's functional, and then be able to tailor that conversation. For example, if you have that conversation with sales ops and marketing ops, is okay, now we need to explain this in a more technical way to an admin or their architect. Those things are critical.
Part of your role would inevitably, as a result, you kind of said it already a little bit, but involve interacting with other roles as well. Do you traditionally kind of work alongside a sales cloud consultant or a Salesforce admin? Because there is kind of, as I say, this unwritten line between the two systems, and ultimately Salesforce needs to support Pardot. Pardot needs to support Salesforce, right?
You do kind of find yourself in interacting with roles, different roles, both at the client and also internally. So you've got your, if you're speaking with the client, traditionally, it's typically, not always, but often it's going to be your person. If you've got a marketing operations person or team, those people who you're talking with. And then you've got the Salesforce, people who own Salesforce, which depending on the size of the organization, they could have a center of excellence, they could have a whole group, or it could just be one person. One of the things that you learn as a consultant is you learn to become comfortable speaking with people in different capacities at different levels. So knowing how to have the functional conversation with the right people and then taking the functional and turning that into a more technical conversation with a separate audience.
I agree. Sometimes you need to kind of turn the technical up on the conversation and turn technical kind of terms down a little bit, dependent on ultimately the experience of the person that you're talking to and potentially the goal of it. Like, for example, if you were talking to a Salesforce admin and you were explaining that maybe the role hierarchy could be improved, you could then potentially articulate the impact on your business unit sync within account engagement and what that means and kind of what pain that causes on the other side of the fence as well. Because it's kind of like two sides that, as you say, kind of need to come together in partnership to make sure that they're not working against each other, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that becomes the role where you need to kind of be. Over time, you become more competent and technically skilled, but it takes learning how to have those conversations and validating the technical requirements with someone internally, so you don't expose yourself.
Within the Salesforce ecosystem, there's a great kind of broad range of different roles involving like traditional Salesforce, and then you have Slack, Tableau, MuleSoft, etc., everything on top. In your role, do you primarily focus on account engagement full-time, or do you focus on kind of other products as well? And how does that work?
Me personally, I've recognized, and it's people, others have recognized too, that it is being single threaded is not, you're not able to be as good as you could or as you need to be. And so for me personally, I'm working on developing my skill sets and comfort and level of comfort with Core. I'm working on the Sales Cloud consultant as we speak.
Yeah.
I'm interacting with Salesforce in a way that as a marketer, I never had to think about these things or how the functionality worked. And so these are kind of net new concepts. Even though I've been in Salesforce for years, I never had to deal with them. Never had to think about them because they were not germane to marketing. But it's also helping me understand how the platform works in ways that I had not previously considered. But what I'm finding, and this has been kind of like a longer term idea, is that because account engagement ultimately works well with traditional B2B, nonprofit organizations, and education organizations, those two are kind of, in addition to being comfortable with Sales Cloud, it is in our interest to at the very least be conversational around Education Cloud or HEDA, and PSP or nonprofit cloud. B2B is kind of where I'm most comfortable and most familiar. And so becoming competent in these other clouds, these other kind of related clouds of education and nonprofit, plus data cloud and automations, I'm working my way through becoming a little more comfortable in Flow and things of that nature. So this all kind of speaks to this whole idea that in addition to being good at Pardot, understanding how it works, it is in your best interest to become more familiar with how Salesforce works.
Zooming out of the picture and understanding, okay, this part of the system is served by account engagement, but what about the other parts of the system? What about the sales process? Or the service process, or the donor management process, if it's related to nonprofit.
Yeah, exactly.
And basically, it's a little bit like a puzzle, right? Putting all of those pieces together and understanding how everything works kind of in collaboration. If you were to give kind of a top tip to somebody that was looking to start out learning more about account engagement, what would you share with them? Where's a good place to get started, do you think?
It's not super easy to get a dev org for account engagement. If you know where to get them, then good, but it's not supposed to be public knowledge. I send people to Trailhead. Be like, before you get your hands on it, go to Trailhead. Start going through the account engagement product path. Do a couple modules. Get your arms around what it is. And I mean, it also kind of depends on where they're coming from. If they've used HubSpot or Marketo or Eloqua, then it's a little bit different conversation that they're like coming brand new to like Salesforce, brand new to accounting, to market automation and so on. That's a different conversation than if they're coming just from a different market automation platform. The Pardot Specialist certification is great. It is very difficult to pass if you've never physically used the platform, because it's one of those things where it's not so much just like, it's not just concepts. It's like literally it's platform functionality.
How to do it.
What is the difference between a dynamic list and an automation rule? What's the difference between a custom object and a standard object, and how does field sync work, and how do you audit a prospect? All these things are like, you got to kind of know, you got to kind of have seen it. So while you can't necessarily get that in kind of in Trailhead, it will give you enough understanding conceptually of what the tool is and how it works. I would also really encourage someone to get to see if there's a community group in their area that mm-hmm. is specifically around what's called B2B marketing account engagement. If there's one there, or there's a virtual one, join that. That'll give you access to people who are deep in the in it and can and doing some networking to try and meet more people and so on.
I learn quite a lot from playing with it as a Salesforce partner, being able to get one of those developer orgs with Pardot in it, mm-hmm. and ultimately being able to play in a way that wasn't damaging to a client, because DevOrgs can't send emails. So you're kind of protected a little bit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's great advice there. Kind of leaning a little bit again on your own experiences, if you were to start out on this journey again, is there anything you would do differently?
Like, once I got in it and was using Pardot, I would have, I would have stuck with it, because I did it and then I left. I went and did something else. I would have kind of hopefully had the presence of mind to be like, this is a big deal and I should keep doing this for as long as I can. But I left and then saw it happening, saw the growth happening and jumped back into it. So I would have stuck it out. That's whatever. But mm-hmm. other thing more kind of valuable is to, like, I would have tried, I would have listened. If there was a little voice that would have told me, start learning the more technical sides of this, start learning the program, because I didn't really have any exposure to Salesforce Core. We didn't even have a Salesforce license when I had Pardot. It was just Pardot. It was connected to nothing. It was just one database.
Yeah.
But I would have, I really kind of wish I would have had the curiosity to begin learning more about Salesforce as a whole, as like the platform, getting uh-huh. a little bit more familiar and comfortable with the tool and so on. So that's something that I wish I would have kind of tried to lean a little more into the technical side of it.
Kind of leans in a little bit on what we said already about it being a piece of a puzzle, right? It's one piece. How about the other pieces, and how do all those pieces fit together, like in terms of the CRM side of it? Okay, so if you were to summarize kind of the top skills, attributes it takes to be more account engagement, obviously consulting skill set is potentially part of it in terms of being curious, asking the right questions, understanding the process. Is there anything else that kind of puts a particular like account engagement flavor on top of that, do you think?
Beyond like the Salesforce side of it, it's just like, if you're going to be in account engagement, you are account engagement is a sales enablement tool. Like, so don't run away from the fact that like, oh, I'm just marketing, sales is whatever. It's very easy for marketing to kind of put sales out of their mind. Like, I don't really care about the salespeople. They're whatever. No, you are directly involved with them. You are kind of hand in hand. So think about pay more close attention to the marketing that you receive on a daily basis. Thinking about it beyond the email. Like, why did I get this email? What is happening behind the scenes that would trigger that to happen? So thinking more broadly about the mechanisms of sales and marketing for yourself, and kind of thinking about it beyond just the consumer. Beyond like thinking about it as that person who is the recipient of marketing.
Yeah.
Why did you get that? What was the automation? What was put in place that made that happen?
Okay. So now is your opportunity to demyth or kind of clarify something that might be a common misconception about account engagement, or perhaps something that people assume incorrectly about potentially like how it works or how to implement it. Is there anything that comes to mind that you'd like to clarify for our audience?
People, and this may be a hot take or an unpopular take, but people like to put account engagement / Pardot, Marketo, and Eloqua as kind of, they're kind of this, like, as like they should be evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
the same. They all do the same thing. And my position is that they are not, is that Marketo and Eloqua are marketing automation tools for a marketing team to execute marketing. And then that data flows into Salesforce. Cool. Yeah. And you can sync Salesforce and you can bring data back and forth, but it is a marketing automation tool for a marketing team that is marketing forward, that's marketing first. When you look at Marketo, Eloqua, HubSpot in there too.
Yeah.
And then you look at Pardot, it's pretty immediate. You're like, whoa, this is different. This isn't the same. Like and if you've gone down those three and you evaluate them on the same, in the same way, often people end up feeling a bit like Pardot is less than, because it's not as, Pardot is, I explain this to clients and they've noticed it and I've told others, Pardot is a pretty rigid platform.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a lot of, it doesn't really bend with you.
Yeah.
It has the things that it does and you can't rename things. You can't really do, it just is. Like mm-hmm. the tool doesn't move, it can't be bent to do a certain thing, because you almost immediately start hitting the edges. Because when you try to get it to do something it's not meant to do, it becomes frustrating. Yeah. It's like this should do this. Why does Marketo does this?
Yeah.
Eloqua does this.
Yeah.
HubSpot can do this. Why can't Pardot do it? And my position has been Pardot is not the same. It's not intended to do the same thing. And this is kind of reinforcing what I said earlier, is that Pardot is marketing automation for a Salesforce that operates out of Salesforce.
Yeah.
Pardot works the best when the marketing team and the sales team are like intertwined, mm-hmm. where marketing is not necessarily taking its orders from Salesforce, but is or from the sales team, but yeah. is aligned with sales and is able to run their marketing campaigns and pass data to sales to help sales sell better.
Like the fact that it has those rigid boundaries, because it's both a blessing and a curse, right? Sometimes you've got a requirement that doesn't fit because the system doesn't work a certain way. But at the mm-hmm. same time, there are only a certain number of ways to achieve something. It's not like Salesforce where you can just write some code and achieve it. Pardot like doesn't do that. So
yeah.
I think that's kind of a good kind of summary. And I'm glad that we kind of got that out of the conversation that we've had today. So before we do close out today's session, is there a way for people to connect with you and your content so they can potentially learn more and be inspired by some of the great resources that you're putting out?
Yeah, so I LinkedIn is kind of the main place that I use. So follow me, send me a connection request on there, LinkedIn, it's just my name. And then I post a lot to the Pardot Geeks blog, pardotgeeks.com. And I also manage it's a virtual community group. There's nothing uniquely Tampa or Florida about it. But it's the Tampa Pardot community group. I have meetings usually once a month, sometimes twice a month, depending on what's going on. And then I also post those videos to upload. I upload them to YouTube and put them on the blog as well.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. And I'll be sure to include links to those in the video description so people can check those out at their own time, because there's some great resources there. So thanks again for your time today. And hopefully when this goes out, we will inspire people to be more account engagement. So thanks again.
Thank you, Tom, so much for having me. This was great. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning in to Be More with Tom Bassett. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave any feedback in the comments